Okay, I heard someone come in as we get ready to start. Did someone just join us?
Yeah, it's Marvin.
Good morning, son. God bless you.
Welcome.
I'm coming up on exactly 10:30, so we can go ahead and get started. I greet you again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is our all in all. He is what we live for and what we'll live eternally for. Amen.
Amen.
Deaconess Freeman, if you'd lead us in prayer.
Thank you. Good morning. Blessings to everyone.
Amen.
And everything give thanks, but this is the will of God and Christ Jesus concerning you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence this morning. We ask that you empower this hour with the blessings of your Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, we give thanks to your holy name. We give thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We give thanks for our personal relationship with you. We give thanks for you caring so much about us that you sent your only Son to die on the cross for our sake. We give thanks for your mercy, for your forgiveness for all our sins, for your righteousness. We give thanks for providing for all our needs, for blessing us, Lord Jesus, beyond all our expectations. We give thanks for being able just to come to you, Father, for being able to cast all our burdens on you. We give thanks, Father, for you protecting us and protecting our families,
Amen.
For allowing us to meet as the body of Christ again this morning. We give thanks for our protection from the devil, from the evils of this world, for keeping us from harm, disease, stress, or attacks from the enemy. We give thanks, Father, for us not having to live under the law anymore, Father, but under your
Amen.
Grace.
Yes.
Lord, we give thanks for our joy this morning. We thank you, Father, that you are long-suffering, allowing us to mature in you. Thank you, Lord, for everything, for gently reminding us that it's not about us, but it is about you, your will, and your kingdom. Lord, we pray for our pastor, Bishop Cuff, this morning. We pray that you continue to equip him with being good for doing your will, and that he continues to serve you faithfully with the gifts that you have given him. Father, we thank you for calling him as a vessel to teach the truth to your flock until we all grow in the knowledge of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, and we all reach unity in faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for answering your call to preach the word. We thank you, Father, for blessing him with a helpmate that love and serve you with reverent devotion. Bless them, Father, with abundance. Holy Father, we pray for the Word of God Church and the Julius C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministry. We ask that you help each of us to be prepared in season and out of season so that we can always see when the devil crosses our path.
Yes.
Lord, help us to stay prayed up, for we live in a season where terrible and despicable things are happening, in a season of war, in a season of famine, in the season of arrogance, of malice, of spitefulness, of wickedness, of sexual lewdness, of corruption, and hatred. Lord, all the sins you wiped out in Sodom and Gomorrah are once again troubling this kingdom.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the shield of faith, for reminding us never to get caught off guard by the enemy, but helping us to discern the enemy so that we don't wind up in his camp.
Yes.
Remind us to always be in position to do battle. Father, we pray that we'll be worthy soldiers for your cause, that we always return to your training camp, which is your word, for armor that you freely give us. Lord, your word is a weapon of mass destruction against the enemy.
Yes.
For we know that when we stand on the battleground, we are assured victory. Whenever the odds are against us, Lord, in the natural, we know that you are on our side, that you are our defender. We know, Lord Jesus, that no matter how much the enemy may boast or think that he has us backed into a corner, we know that we have the victory, for we have your peace, your strength, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we pray for our military and civilians, wherever they may serve in the world. We pray that they put their faith and trust in you. We ask that you bless them, keep them strong, and return them safely home. Surround them with your favor, Lord Jesus, and let your angels guard them as they go about their duties. Lord, this morning we thank you for guiding and protecting us for whatever life may take us. Help
yeah.
us your word and share it with others as we start a new week. We ask for your favor until you return us to fellowship next week in Christian love and devotion. In the name of your precious Son, amen.
Amen.
Amen. A church amen again.
Amen.
I bless you, Deaconess Freeman. We are indeed in a battle, and the victory is ours.
Amen.
No weapon can forge against us. No tongue, no evil spirit, no force can come against the Most High God. We stand at the ready to serve our Father. He's given us a charge, and we are mandated to go and to teach and to preach this gospel. In Matthew's the 28th chapter, we have been given marching orders, and so we take pride and thanksgiving and being in service to God. We're his soldiers. We're his ambassadors. We're his truth warriors. We're his prayer warriors. We're called out, separated from the evil and darkness of this world. We of all people are to be happy and thankful that God has allowed us to rise another day. Like he let his Son come up, he let us rise up to let the world see the light that's in us, and that darkness has no place where light resides. Can I get a witness? So this morning I greet you in the spirit of the light maker, the breath giver.
Amen.
Provider, the joy provider.
Yes.
The one that allows us to walk one step at a time, one day at a time, knowing that he guides our steps.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Word says that he directs our path, that we don't walk by ourselves. He is always there. He's on the left and on the right. He's
yes.
behind us and he's in front of us, and we give him praise this morning.
Thank
For
you.
He's able to protect us and to keep us from falling and to present us faultly before his throne.
Yes.
Only wise guide. Be glory, power, and dominion henceforth and forevermore. You stand here this morning eternally. You're not temporal, you're eternal.
Yes.
You'll live through this life, and then when you close your eyes on this side, you'll wake up in glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but that gives me great hope that death has no power over us.
Yes.
Amen.
We have the power by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
This morning you should be of good cheer, for God has called us and he's now sustaining us. He's allowed us to come out, not because of anything that we have done, but by his grace and by his mercy. By his divine sovereign power, he's called each one of us from the darkness that we were in before he showed us the light. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
This morning, we should be able to say amen with a spirit that leads towards eternal life. For no matter what you see in front of you, it's power that you have, that we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith.
Amen.
Your circumstances are this morning, what you think you see in front of you, I come by to tell you it's not true.
Amen. Yes. Thank
for the
you.
Father who lets you rise this morning has it all laid out for us.
Oh, yeah.
And all you have to do is walk by and over these stumbling blocks that Satan will place in your pathway.
Yeah.
You listen at me good. Satan has no power over the blood of Jesus and his children. We have power over death, and therefore there is nothing that can harm us. We are the chosen. We are the royal priesthood, the holy nation.
Amen.
Rise this morning in the spirit that God loves us and he called us and he's using us. And so this morning I greet you in that. And Lord Marvin, you've touched my heart. Just dial in whatever way. Don't let the devil steal what belongs to you.
Amen.
Touch this morning. I'm thankful. It is my call not to let not one of those who God send the word of God church to fall backwards and be lost. I will, as long as he gives me breath to breathe, protect his flock and always guide you by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's power in the blood of Jesus. And he's
Amen.
Blessed us this morning. For the last several weeks, I've talked to you about being born again. And now we're down to the last in this series. And the question that comes to mind, after we've been converted, what then? After we now understand that we were the elect of God, that we were called by God, that we were regenerated, and that we're justified and sanctified, what then? What happens? What must we do to continue walking in the pathway that God has laid out for us? The first thing you need to be thinking about is that God is a good God, and he saw fit to let us now have knowledge beyond that which we had before he came into our lives. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so this morning you should have joy in your heart that the God that we serve, no matter where we're at, he's united us together and by the Spirit. Oh, yes, we use the technology to tie us in, but that's chump change. It is the Spirit of God that dwells in each one of our hearts that draws us together as the body of Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I want to encourage you to be like the Bereans, and I'll go through a series of scriptures and of thoughts that lead that what must we do now? What is it that we have to do? The wonderful blessings come to those who respond to the gospel of Christ. And so it is now time to ensure that we're responding to the gospel. You see, we receive remission of sins by the gift of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:38-39, it says, repent. I beg your pardon. It says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And so we are moving in a direction that is out of our control. Hallelujah. We are on an automatic pilot system that takes us to glory. God has it laid out for us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The experience that we were washed in regeneration and renewed by the Holy Spirit. Titus puts it this way in chapter 3, verse 5 through 7. He saved us, hallelujah, not because of righteousness things we had done. Did you get that? Not because of righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ, our Savior, so that having been justified by his grace, we have become his heirs, having the hope of eternal life. Indeed, by God's grace, we are saved. And saved from what? We're saved from past sins. Hallelujah. Mark 16:16 reads, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. I submit to you this morning that we are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. When sin washed away by the blood of Jesus in Acts 2:22-16, and now what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name. What a wondrous thing this morning that scripture bears witness that we're not what we used to be. We're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
God has called us this morning to a different lifestyle, to a different way of existing. And we must heed his call. 2 Peter 1:10 says, therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall. Did you get that? We will never fall if we hold firm to the teachings that we have been given. And we must be careful to save ourselves. 1 Timothy 4:16 says, watch your life and doctrine closely. I'm going to repeat that. We are mandated to watch our life and the doctrine or the teachings that we receive closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. See, church, we have a calling on us, and a calling is beyond this kingdom. Revelations 2 and 10 says, do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days. Be faithful even to the point of death. I will give you the crown of life. And so the question I beg again, what do we do now that we're being converted? And there are some things that we need to remember. And the first one, if you're taking notes, is that you're a new creature. By virtue of being in Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If I'm going too fast, just let me know. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. Listen closely to these words. The old has gone and the new has come. Now, the question this morning is, are you feeling the newness of a life in Christ Jesus?
Yes.
Or do you still have darkness that permeates throughout your existence? Let me help you with that a little bit. You see, once we are converted, there is a total transformation of what we were to what we are becoming. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, old things pass away. We just don't want to do things like we used to do. We just don't want to get that hit. Like I told you, I believe in Bible study, I went to a store a couple stores down was the ABC or the liquor store. And to my amazement, I saw many women coming out and carrying their bottles in their brown bags, twisted at the top of the bottle. You see, once you are a new creature, your taste buds change. Oh, y'all, come on with me now.
Amen.
You don't have a taste for a hit anymore. Lights help me through this. You have not the desire to go to clubs. Like I told you, I ran military clubs for years. And there was nothing but darkness in and darkness out. People came to the club looking for happiness, but they were looking in the wrong place. Can I get a witness? The only happiness in this kingdom is in Christ Jesus. It's in the blood of the Lamb. It's in the body of Christ. If you want to be happy, get close to your church, and you will find true happiness. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
It's not at the end of a bottle or at the end of a joint. It's not at illicit sex. It is only at being a righteous and upright person in the presence of God. And those who are not are now suffering the consequences. In fact, they always have suffered it. This is not a new thing. It's new to us that we have this large percentage of young men and women, in particular our women, who have AIDS and continuously outmass the rest of the nation and indeed the world with AIDS. It comes from being in darkness. And when you're in darkness, you stand for a wrath of God to be placed upon you. You know, church, if you pay close attention to the news, not all this Obama and John McCain mess, I'm talking about the things that have happened that have a biblical perspective. You see, I saw something in that opening ceremonies in Beijing or wherever it's at, Beijing. Might as well have been Beijing. That I said to myself, Lord, I see this clear. You see, there were 2,000 dancers and they were working 100% harmony. You know, having been in the military, and I know what happened when we march in ranks, how we have to be in file and we step off on the left and then the right. And I remember in the military, there's always some dummy in there that he goes misstep. That's right, me and you in the military. There's always one that go misstep. And here was 2,000 people who were doing a physical and mental thing, and now one was out of order. And it wasn't just for no minute. It was for a long time. And the things that they did were to me, unbelievable. And the point that I got out of it was that God gives us power to those who are his, and he gives power to those who are not his. Well, most in China are not the fathers, but they're more disciplined than we are. Oh, y'all might as well say amen. The average American couldn't do what they did because we fat. We couldn't bend the legs and raise the arms to bend over. I know I would have. And it's somewhat frightening. That's an adversary. And look how disciplined they are. And all we got to do to feed anybody is turn to the Lord.
Amen.
And he gives us power, even
Amen.
Over what we saw with our eyes. You know, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. One of the worst things you can do is think that you are smarter or better than someone else. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's one of those sinful pride things that we know it all. And now look what's happening. If the Chinese stop sending us products and services, we'd starve to death.
Amen.
Y'all don't hear that. There's not one thing that we buy that you can't turn it upside down on back of it, and it's made in China.
Amen.
And you know what that's all about is greed, ungodliness. We go over there for cheap labor, and now the sad thing is everything we need, they have to supply it to us. Bad enough that we're in debt to them to fight wars that we want to be big and bad. Listen at me closely. Watch what happens and then go to your word, and you'll find the answer right in the word. They invaded Georgia. The Russians. Now what are we going to do? We invaded Iraq. You see how it works? You reap what you sow.
Amen,
amen lights.
Amen.
You reap what you sow. Now, things to remember so that we don't have any reaping and sowing that are not in the presence of God. I told you that you are a new creature. And you and I must start acting like new creatures. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We
Amen.
Can't talk our way through this. We got to walk our way through it.
That's right.
Having been raised with Christ to walk in the newness of life, Romans chapter 6, verse 3 and 4 says, or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus was baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through the baptismal into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. We have risen
Amen.
From darkness into a new life. Come on with me.
Amen.
Amen.
And you must understand that we're talking about spiritual baptism.
Mm.
We're not talking about the symbolic like we're going to baptize little Dwayne next Sunday. Well, I have to look at Connie because I get these Sundays mixed up. You see, that is a baptismal where we go down as a ceremonial thing that we are acknowledging that we are a new creature. But it's the baptism in that Holy Spirit that you got to have.
Amen.
And once
Amen.
You get baptized in the Holy Spirit, you become a new creature.
Amen.
Once you get
Amen.
Filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't have the desire for things that are not godly. Come on with me.
Amen.
And you walk in a newness of life. You see through a new glass and you see clearer what God
Amen.
Wants you to see. You don't see darkness, but you see his marvelous light. And he's there to help and guide our paths. And Connie had mentioned to me she saw something or heard somewhere where some culture took this one man took his son out in the wilderness and put a, and somebody, one of y'all might have told her, I don't know who did, but it was to the point. Yeah, okay, I'm being corrected. It was an Indian, and he took his son out and put a scarf around where he couldn't see that he was in the wilderness and left him there all night. And then the next day, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe when his son took the headband off of his eyes, there was his father sitting 10 feet from him. And the moral of the story is that's how our Father works. He's always there, even when we don't think he's there. Even
Amen.
When the devil raises his ugly head and causes us to fall close to sin, if we just stop for a moment and know that he's there, and then your enemy can know that he's there because you don't act like you used to act.
Amen.
You don't cuss him out, but you just look at him with this praise that you have on your lips and let them see the glory of God come through you. That's powerful. When you and I can turn from darkness to light and people see it, they see Christ working in your life.
Yeah, like Amen.
And that happened to me when I was at that devilish place that I worked at. And when this guy cussed me out, everybody knew that I was going to knock him out. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I thought I was. But God is a good God.
Amen.
He stopped me in my tracks and let me be humiliated and cussed at by somebody that I could have took three fingers and knocked out. And what happened was God got the glory. Because I didn't raise my voice, nor did I raise my hand to him. I mean, it was, you talking about something was humbling. And I'll tell you, when you let it happen, when it's over, you can say hallelujah.
Amen.
I got two sons and a son-in-law and three grandsons that could have wiped him up.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yes, they could have. All of them were big enough to whoop them. And what I did was humble myself, and it spread over a building that had, 1,800 people in it, that this man had cussed out Mr. Cuff and lived to tell a story. God was glorified.
Amen.
Learn that. Humble yourself.
Yes.
You're a new creature. We don't have to do old things.
Amen.
The enemy does that because he's lost, and we must pray for those who would spitefully use us and say all manner evil against us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And I have lived to see all those demons that tried to set me up. Every one of them have lost their jobs. I'm talking about people way up in Bank of America chain. God said that you stand back and let him get in front of you. Let that cross be your standard bearer. Because we're new creatures in Christ. We don't have to fight our battles. He fights them for us. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
I don't care who it is or what it is. It might be in your own family. Listen at me. We're new creatures. Old things pass away. We're not prideful people. We're humble people. For God has lifted us up from darkness to his marvelous light.
Amen.
The circumstances that we live in now with things happening, I submit to you, you must walk in that newness of life because we ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
I send y'all emails, and most of them, I'm sure, are not open. I encourage you to open them. I'm not trying to sell you nothing. I'm trying to tell you something.
Amen.
Listening to a man the other
Amen.
Day that what he said I think is profound. At first when I listened to that, I thought they must be a bunch of crazies. But the more I listen and the more I start researching, the more I believe what the man said. And the warning that he gave was watch for September the 30th and see what happens. And trust me, I'll be watching. Listen at me. Do not take your eyes off of Christ. He will give you wisdom and knowledge to withstand any and all things that come our way. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
So we deal with this in the sense that God has given us a potential for living. I like that. He's given us the possibility that we can live through all the crises that we face. We got a million foreclosures coming up in the next quarter. People are hurting. I said it to Maul as we finished our walk, and you keep praying for Connie and I because with hip and I don't know what this knot is in the back of my back, hurt, and shins, and what do you call them, things in the bottom of your feet, heel spurs. You see, that's the devil attacking my body. But see, I asked God, Lord, help me get around this track. And he not failed me yet. Y'all hear that? You can be in serious pain, but if you keep your mind on Jesus, he said, I'll give you perfect peace.
Amen.
And when I get finished and sit down and get my free Chick-fil-A coffee, I'm exhausted. But he let me get around there. And then I sit down and laugh at people for the next hour, see if I get enough strength to get up and go home. God will give you peace, I tell you. God will give you peace. Let me tell you this, and for those who are visiting with us, if you can't have a little fun, then there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. I went into Walmart yesterday with Connie, which you know I don't go into Walmart. But we were looking for a inexpensive pool so that we can baptize Dwayne out in the back of the house. And we had looked around, and the cheapest one we could find was $249. I said, We can't waste church money like that, So we finally went to about four or five places, and we ended up coming home, and we happened to look over and saw Big Lot. Now, I ain't never been in Big Lot, because I call that a little Walmart. There's chaos up in that joint. But I went on up in there anyway, and let me tell you the whole story. I saw a brother that I knew from my old church, and kind of she'd have gone in the store, and I'm sitting out there, and I saw him, and I said, I can't put up with this man today. So I sat in the car. And he, like me, got a cane. He wobbled on across the street and got in there. So I went in the other door. I'm going to show you how you just can't do wrong, because the Lord will get you.
Amen.
I get in the store, and I turn to the right, which was a wall, and then I hear, Gerald, come over here. About that time, he'd have looked up, and he looked at me dead in my face. I said, oh, Lord. So I had to talk to him for 15 minutes. God bless his heart. He lost his wife and his son quit his job, and everything I heard out of his mouth, and all I can do is pray for him. Bless him, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found a pool for $14.
What?
Amen. That's what I said. Amen. And then we proceeded. We went to Walmart, and that's where I want to end this part of the story. I get in Walmart, and they done tore everything up. They redoing it. I don't know what they doing in there. And I said, I'm getting frustrated by the minute. Can't find no pool. And went in there, $300-$400. And so, make a long story short, the general manager or somebody big up in there, I said, sir, what are y'all doing in here? This place looks terrible. He said, oh, it'll be all fixed up in September. We have a grand reopening and all that. And I said, well, I'm assuming you're inviting the Chinese.
Oh.
And kind of hit the floor laughing. I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, everything in there come from China, so I figured the Chinese coming. But at any rate, that's the end of that story. Back on God's word. Yeah, you got a little repass there.
Yeah.
I've told you about the new creation, so you got that down. Amen?
Amen.
Now
Amen.
You need to deal with this matter of the babes in Christ. We begin our new life as babes in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and 1 tells us. It says, brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly. Mere infants in Christ. You see, church, we start with spiritual milk. 1 Corinthians 3 and 2 says, I give you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You see, God allows us time to grow. Isn't that good news?
Yeah.
Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 and through 14 says, in fact, though, by this time, you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. And anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not equipped with teaching about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Listen at me. When we grow, we will learn to distinguish good and evil. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And so the question is, are you still a babe in Christ, or are you moving into the meat of the matter? See, we're in a critical period, church. We're moving from this babe situation. And that's the time that we can get tossed to and fro. Ephesians 4 and 14 says, then we no longer be infants tossed back and forth by the waves and the blows here and there by every wind of teaching, by the cunning and craftiness of men and their deceitful scheming. We're right in the middle of that in this world. We got mega churches that tell you that all you got to do is just think it and you'll be happy. And we got men and women telling us that create your own expectations and everything will be fine. You see, church, if we don't follow these teachings to the letter, we can easily get tossed to and fro. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see,
Amen.
If you don't know this word for yourself, you will easily fall for anything.
Amen.
So you and I must keep our minds stayed on this call that we're under by the blood of Jesus and by his grace and mercy. And so we no longer can be tossed to and fro. You see, it's a critical time because Satan often strikes hardest at the beginning of our service to God. I'm not going to read all this, but I want you to, when you read over your notes, to go back to Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. And you will see that the devil is on his case. Verse 10 of that those verses says, Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Listen at me. We can run Satan fleeing if we worship the Lord our God and serve him only. Church, there's too many of us serving everything but God.
Amen.
And the devil's sitting there waiting on us. Serve the Lord.
Amen.
Make him the center of your life. Satan would love to see us fall.
Yeah.
1 Peter 5 and 8 tells us, but self-control, be self-controlled and alert. Listen at this. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I believe that too many of us don't believe that. Satan's on his case. His mission is to devour us, and if you look at that word, it's to tear us apart. It's like the lion who runs after the sheep, and he waits and finds the weak one at the end of the pack. The other one's running far enough where he can't catch him. But he knows there's always one that's going to fall behind. And that's the one he goes after. And when he puts his claws in their back and then puts his fangs in their hair, he rips them apart. Like you cat lovers, cats will do. You just don't know it. They have the instinct to do the same thing. That's why I own no cats. Now, they might not be able to do what their cousin the lion can do, but they can do enough damage. And I know because I see them out here working on these birds. If you allow yourself to fall, you might be devoured. I encourage you. Do not go backwards. Continue to go from milk to meat, Christians. Spend time, and I'll cover all these in your word. You have been called out. You wouldn't be in this church, and you wouldn't be under my voice if you were not. Do not allow the circumstances and the conditions that you will see as time moves on to cause you to fall back. It's so easy to happen. Money get tight. I got to get a drink. Oh, come on. Look at poor
Amen.
John Edwards. Ego gets high. And the devil comes out and says, oh, you are just a wonderful man. Now look at him. He's disgraced his wife, disgraced the people who supported him. The devil did that. Do not let the devil set you up. That's his mission. That's his call. Take down Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1 through 19. And again, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read it. But if you read it, you'll find out what happens to deceitful sin. Verse 10 says, that is why I was angry with you, with your generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray. They have not known my ways. I submit to you, church, in the name of Jesus Christ, we must know his ways, follow his ways, and show others his ways.
Amen.
For we live in perilous times. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Another caution is watch this notion, especially when you think you're strong. You see, when we get out of this humble state and think we got it. You know, that used to be my problem. I thought I could handle everything. I'd take on the whole world until I ran into a brick wall that set me down, and the Lord let me sit there for 4 years. And then when he let me go, I now know that I am nothing without him. I am nobody. Hallelujah. I need him every hour, every day. I am no one without him. Do not fool yourself in thinking that you're more than what you are. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 is a guide. So if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. Be careful, church, that we don't fall even as we grow in knowledge of the Lord. God can be trusted to help us through temptations, church. I don't care what you come up on. Don't try to handle it by yourself. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask him for his guidance and his directions. And I assure you, in the name of Jesus, he'll direct your path.
Amen.
1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says, my dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. I tell you, church, sometimes we beat ourselves up because we've fallen. He says that when he falls, he'll pick us up. Because if you don't watch your stuff, you get on a pity-patty party, and next thing you done fall deeper into a hole and don't have a ladder to climb out. Trust the Lord in all your ways. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You are to be an example, church, an example to those who believe. 1 Timothy 4 and 12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because of your youth, but set an example for the believers in speech and in life and in love and in faith and in purity. Let me deal with that for just a moment. You and I should be a light in a darkened world. Watch your speech. Not only profanity, I'm talking about negative speech. Subtly, you have to watch it. Someone calls and you say, what's wrong? That implies that there's something wrong. There's nothing wrong with a child of the King. A new life. You don't do things that you know God is not pleased with. And more importantly, you don't do things that cause people to stumble.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes,
little
amen.
Subtle things, like spend every dime you make. Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
Run into the sale. There ain't no sale. Y'all ain't figured that out yet? There is no sale.
No.
The only sale that you can even come close to is when you don't watch something for the longest and watch the price come down and watch it come down. And that ought to tell you right there, if it keeps coming down, where's the bottom at when you buy it? Watch those things. And you must have a strong faith. Your faith should be demonstrated. Not at the first sign of trouble, we run and cow down. We stand flat-footed, firm on God's word. He is always with us. He said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us.
Amen.
Stand firm in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see, church, we are to be an example in deed and in word. I say again, we ought to be an example in deed and in word. Titus chapter 2, verse 7 says, in everything, set them an example by doing what is good. In your teaching, show integrity and seriousness. I'm sure you noted with sadness that Bernie Mac passed away at 50. And you know what came in my mind? All them cussings and all that profanity and all that. You know, the Bible teaches us that we shouldn't be around here jesting. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We're not jesting, people. This is serious business. Now he's gone. I heard one of his partners, that other fellow, I don't know what his name is, the almost made it guy. I don't know what his name is. But anyway, he got a heavy mustache, and he does a lot of the religious. Thank you.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how he do religious stuff, but anyway, we leave that alone. Said that he had a wife and a child and a grandchild. You see, church, we must set the example. Oh, come on, lights. I don't care if it's Steve Harvey or Steve Jones. If you're a believer, you walk like one.
Amen.
You can't have one foot in the world and one foot in the kingdom. It does not work. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And nobody knows the day you're going to leave here.
Amen.
Man and his wife who went to China to be with their son-in-law, now one of them is gone and one's in critical condition. And because some soul stabbed them, one to death and one near death, and then jumped off of the balcony and killed himself. Listen at me. You and I must walk close with the Father 24/7.
Amen.
You can't take off that armor. You must have on full armor all the time. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And not only
Amen.
You must have it, your children must have it. Armor up your children when they go out of your house in the morning.
Amen.
And the best way to do that is pray over them. Pray with them. Don't be
Amen.
In such a hurry to get to the bus stop that you leave Jesus out of the route.
Amen.
Don't let him out of your sight without praying.
Amen.
Amen.
God will be with him. He'll walk with him. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous prevail of much. Don't be in such a hurry that we can't pray. Amen.
Amen.
Here are some things that you need to do daily to make sure that you don't stumble and fall. Number one, church, put God first.
Amen.
Take
Amen.
The rest of this time to make this real plain and simple. Put God first. Love him with all your being, church. Matthew's the 22nd chapter, verse 37 says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And that means that he must occupy the majority of your mind, your time, your love, and your devotion. I don't care who wins the presidential election, for my Father's in charge of all earthly kingdoms.
Amen.
I could sit up for hours and hours watching that lying foolishness on television. All of them are liars. The Bible says
Amen.
That.
Amen.
So everybody's surprised when John Edwards had an affair and now he told him, I didn't have no affair. That is standard SOP.
Mm-hmm.
Standard operating procedures for those who don't have military knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Listen closely at me. You will never be let down if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Trust no man and don't trust no woman. You trust the Lord. He'll guide your path. And we get around here talking about, I loves you. And here's another one. Don't go along with this game that all men's are dogs. I find great interest. They'd have jumped on him, but she's just going on a merry way. She knew that man was married, and she knew his wife had cancer and he had 3 or 4 children.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you. Sin knows no gender. Put God first. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Church, this will ensure that you do all that is necessary to remain faithful. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Point two, study the word of God. Long for the word, like an infant longs for milk. 1 Peter 2:2 says, like newborn babes, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in salvation. I encourage you, read your Bible every day, day and night.
Amen.
Every day.
I went back to Connie's castle to get the fingernail clippers, and I was just blessed. Her whole nightstand is full of Bibles and commentaries. I said, my son, I need to put a bookcase back, and she's taking all my books. And that's a good thing, is it not?
Amen. Yes, amen.
Just study God's word. Make it the most joyful. We talked to a former member of the church we're in, and she's still watching, what's that guy's name on the Facebook? Victor. I stopped watching Victor 20 years ago. And see, that's what we have to discern. What is more important, the things that you hold dear in this kingdom or the Lord? You know, you have to start asking yourself, do I get a blessing out of reading my Bible, or do I rather go watch my television or go to the park or go to the zoo, or which I call a mall? And let me give you some help with that. You come from work and you're dead tired. You can hardly get in the house. You bring Kentucky Fried Chicken with you. And everybody just go for themselves. Putting all that cholesterol in their body, but we ain't going there. And then you get a phone call and said they got a sale at Lane Bryant. Now, hey, you ain't had no energy. Now you talking about y'all going to finish up now, y'all. I can be right back. That's how you have to be about your relationship with your word.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, when the last time you heard somebody talking about, I'll be right back. I'm almost through Romans chapter 12. I don't think so. Make the word your center. Let me give you another one. Under this, study the word. Numerate the Bereans in their attitude. In other words, be like the Bereans. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. I'm very blessed that most of y'all know about the Bereans. So anyone who's visiting with us, it's spelled B-E-R-E-A-N-S. Listen what Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says. Now the Bereans were the more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Listen closely. Don't you sit up here and listen to me and don't verify and check scriptures against what I tell you. Let me get an amen.
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 You check out everything I say, and that's why most of what I say, by the grace of God, I'm giving you scriptures. And if you don't check them out, that ain't my fault. Get the tape. Receive the word with meekness, and it will save you, church.
Amen.
James chapter 1, verse 21 says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Don't try to recreate the word. Accept it humbly. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Next is that you got to pray fervently. Jesus had made it possible to approach God's throne. That is good news. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to read all these. The wonderful blessings that come through prayer, church. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ." So, church, you got to be devoted to prayer with an attitude of thanksgiving. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2. And as we bring this to a close, you have to be diligent in assembly. I told you as we started this, I was blessed and touched that my grandson called in. You see, I don't care what your circumstances are. You basically have very little reasons why you're not in the assembly with the saints on the Sabbath. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
I've had some that were late, but they called in on the way in. I've had some that couldn't make it, but you can always dial in. And here's your measuring stick. If you're a young person, you got a girlfriend, you dial in to be in the assembly. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 and 25. "And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching." Be in the assembly. You see, church, it's time for fellowship and prayer and the first day of the week, the Lord's Supper. Acts 2:42. "They devoted themselves to the apostles and the teachings and to fellowship and to breaking of bread and to prayer." Acts 20 and 7. I'm not going to read all these because we're running out of time. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 through 26. "Neglecting the assembly is a stigma of spiritual stagnation. Do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together." Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
It's a sign that you're falling back. Now, lastly, you and I must help save others. The Lord wants his disciples to make more disciples. Matthew's the 28th chapter, verse 19 and 20. "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." And so, church, we must be diligent in our efforts to help others. You and I are blessed that we are able to send out and to deliver CDs to give people a word.
Amen.
We went from 13 a week ago to 25 this past week. Send in the names. Stop and think about who in your family that you perceive are not getting a word. I have a son that he goes to church, but he doesn't come here. And so I ain't taking no chances. I mail him a CD every Sunday, whatever day we mail him out. You look in your family and make sure that the salvation is on each one of your loved ones. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Your job is to plant the seed, because only the Father can make it grow. And by the way, I give you a word of encouragement, because sometimes you'll go back and ask them, did you listen to the tape? And you know before they almost open their mouth, they haven't. And it's disheartening sometimes. That's not our call. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now keep in mind, the Bible tells us we don't give pearls to swine.
Yeah.
You get somebody that comes back or make fun of it, whatever. Now, that's a different story. You get somebody to go sit up there and try to pick everything loose and say this Bible was made for dumb people. farther than that, when if they're not mocking it, you have to pray that God will guide and direct their path. So, church, we've come to the end of this journey. I pray God will allow you to go back and to either listen to the tape and check your notes and start being certain that you're turning from a milk Christian to a meat Christian. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
But God gives us the power to do so. Let us pray. Deacon Edison.
Amen.
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 I'm going to be reading from the Living Bible. You would turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 33.
Amen.
No salvation for the Gentiles. Chapter 11, verse 33. Read. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. How great are his wisdom and knowledge.
Amen.
And riches. How impossible is it for us to understand his decisions and his method? For who among us can know the mind of the Lord? Who knows enough to be his counselor and guide? And who could ever offer to the Lord enough to induce him to act? For everything comes from the Lord.
Amen.
Along, everything lives by his power.
Amen.
And everything is for his glory.
Yes.
To him be the glory.
Amen.
Evermore.
Amen. God bless you, Deacon Edison. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father God in heaven, we do thank you for your word. We thank you for your servants, Lord God. We thank you for your flock. We thank you for the angels that are assembled above each one of us. Continue to be guided and directing the path you'd have us to walk. We pray now that you bless the communion as we prepare to take our communion, and that you bless all who have come to worship and fellowship with us this morning. I pray in the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. The church say in Jesus' name.
Amen.
By the way, for those who might get this CD or might be calling in or visiting with us, if you want to take communion with us, all you have to do is to get word to us, and you can do that by sending us an email to wordofgodchurch@comcast.net. And we have the bread and the wine, and where we can mail them to you in containers that you can take communion. The Bible teaches us, as often as we do this in remembrance of Christ. And let us determine how often it is. And Word of God Church is every Sabbath day. All ready to take communion.
Amen.
Amen.
Father gives us several ordinances, and this is one of them, that we are not doing this because we want to do it. We're doing it because we're commanded to do it. It shows that we remember our Lord until he returns, that he sacrificed his life on Calvary's cross for our sins and for the sins of the world. Let us communicate and let us take communion on the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Let us commune together. Father, be merciful unto us. Grant us your peace. We pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
At that same time, our Lord took a cup of wine that symbolized his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world. Let us commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father, we stretch our hands to you, for there's no other help we know.
Amen.
If you depart from us, O Father, where shall we go?
Oh.
We thank you that you loved us so, that you gave your only begotten Son, that he would die for our sins and the sins of the world. We pray your grace on us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Trustee Reed, can you give our offering?
Last Sunday, we collected $106, and that is our total for August so far.
Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for those who gave, those who have not to give, but have the spirit of giving. Help us, Lord God, that we will have the wisdom to use it for the uplifting of your kingdom. We pray these and all other blessings in the name of your Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all. We made it, Bree.
Amen.
Right on time.
Amen.
God bless y'all. All those who visit with us this morning, please come again. If you want the tape again, just send an email to wordofgodchurch@comcast.net, and we'll see to it that you get a copy of it. We also encourage you to join in on our daily audio devotional, and that is the process where we send out a daily scripture. In most cases, an uplifting scripture. It'll come through your cell phone or through your house phone. God bless you. I love you all, and heaven smile upon you as we take this journey to the kingdom. Amen. God bless you, and have a blessed day.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love you all. God bless you.